values, authenticity, growth, development, awesome speakers, and juicy topics. Everything's right here on the Voice of Freshers podcast.
Hello, guys. My name is Precious Godsend, and I am your host. Welcome back to my podcast. It's been another beautiful 2 weeks, and we are here again. But before we begin, I think it's necessary I wish you all a happy new month. Welcome to March. March is indeed beautiful for us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're still digging deep this month. You're still bringing out those issues, those problems that you think is too ugly to show right to the surface and dealing with it. You see, the whole concept for digging deep started in February and now continuing in March was to help people bring out those issues they don't really like to talk about, you know. When you have something you don't like, when you have something that you feel ashamed of, you don't like putting that on the surface, you tend to hide it under the rug so people can see it, and even you yourself can see it. But hiding something under the rug, hiding a problem under, isn't going to make that problem go away. In fact, you're even giving the problem the power to clump and turn into such a big monster, such that by the time you open the rug, it's going to eat you, it's going to swallow you up. So this digging deep was put together by me and other beautiful individuals I've been having over in the studio for the past few weeks to help you all bring out those issues, put them on the table, and deal with them once and for all. This week, we're going to be looking at something really, really ugly, something that people don't like to talk about. Maybe because it's happening to them, or maybe because they know someone it's happening to and they feel guilty. It's addictions, it's strong habits. This week, we are going to be looking at breaking addictions and strong bad habits. So let's begin, right? Let's begin. And a habit is an action you perform continuously. That's what habits are. Actions performed continuously. And these habits, if left to grow, if continued over time, graduate from being just a habit to an addiction. And there are a lot of addictions that a lot of people want to break, but they just can't because they feel it has become a deep part of them. It has sunk into their roots and they feel they are helpless and they can't do anything anymore. Why do you think we have a lot of drug addicts, alcohol addicts, right? Food addicts. They don't like these things, but they cannot stop because they feel they don't have the power to. Well, this is where I'm going to let you know that addictions can be broken. Habits, bad habits, can be stopped. You just need these few simple tips, which I'm going to give you right now. Number one, God. You are definitely going to need God if you want to break any addiction or bad habit. You see, you cannot really do it on your own. You need to tap into a source that's higher than you. I see a lot of people, I'm going to break this habit, I'm going to stop this addiction, right on their own, without saying they're going to use God's help. And at the end of everything, they come back to square zero, feeling frustrated because they couldn't achieve their goal. Well, these things are really deep. These things are really deep. So So you're going to need to connect to the source that's higher than you, that's above you, to strengthen you, right, when you're going through this process. The second is the power of pain and pleasure. The power of pain and pleasure. You may say, what is this girl talking about? Yeah, don't worry, I'm going to explain right now. Pain and pleasure, right? They're just two words, but they're two powerful tools that can be used to break addictions and bad habits, as the case may be. Now I am going to tell you how. Let's start with pleasure. Why do you think, for example, a drug addict keeps on taking drugs even when he or she knows that it's not good for them, even when he or she knows that it has bad effects on them? Some people will say, they may say, I'm a drug addict, I'm tired of taking drugs, but I can't just stop and I don't know why. Well, let me tell you why. It's because you've linked pleasure to taking drugs instead of pain. You see, when you do those things, there is a certain amount of joy you feel, right? And it's that pleasure, that ecstasy you feel, that keeps on making you do those things over and over and over again, even at your own detriment. Yes, that is how much pleasure can have such tremendous power on a person's life. It is because the person's mind has been conditioned to the pleasure, to the amount of pleasure he or she receives from taking that substance. But if you want to get over something, if you want to break an addiction or strong habit, you are going to have to link more pain than pleasure. And I will show you how, or I will tell you how in this case. I'll use myself for an example. I used to be a food addict. I would eat food continuously, that even though my tummy is full, I would still have the longing to eat. Why? Because the food tastes so good. And it was junk food I was eating, right? And those things, they have a lot of negative effects on people, from the fact that it causes obesity to the fact that it can give you diarrhea or even heart problems later on in the future. And at the time I had this addiction, I was just a girl in my middle teens. I think I was 16 or 17 or so. But I would keep on eating. The normal amount of food you're supposed to eat for a day is, I don't know, but you're not supposed to eat more than 4 times in a day, as the case may be. But you will find me eating like 7 or 8 times in a day. I was always hungry. I was always pumping food into my belly. So this is what I did. I linked pain to the food I was eating. I said, God, precious, if you keep eating like this, you are going to become so fat in the future. And God knows that I did not want to be fat. So I went online and I checked pictures of people that had obesity. I saw how they were, and the image formed in my mind just by virtue of looking at them created such an ugly feeling within me. And I said, no, I can't do this anymore. I am going to stop. So afterwards, anytime I had the urge to eat more food, I would see that image in my head and it would cause my stomach to rumble and I would back away on my own. Now, it didn't just happen overnight, but that addiction stopped because I linked enough pain to it instead of pleasure. Now, I don't know what your own case may be, whether it's on drugs, it's on smokes, it's on alcohol, it's on money. Some people have the addiction of borrowing money until they find themselves in debt that they cannot even pay. Those are all addictions, and they can be broken if only you learn how to harness the power of the tools of pain and pleasure. Through God's help, of course. That is why I mentioned God's name at first. There's no addiction that's too big, no addiction that's too strong, no addiction that's so ugly. All of them can be taken away if you just use these two tips that I've given you. God helped me. He can help you too. You can also use the power of pain and pleasure. You can also use them too. And you will see the effects in them if you continue to use them. Now, this might not be for you, right? Not everyone has addictions. But you may know someone who does. It could be your family, a friend, spouse maybe, I don't know. So there's one thing I want to beg of you, and that's to help me pass this message across, because a lot of people need to hear this. A lot of people are going through these issues. They don't want to talk about them because it seems so ugly. And that's the reason why I did not invite anyone with me to the studio today. Because if you're talking about these things, you're going to have to make mention of the person's name. And even if you decide to do it anonymously, you can actually recognize the person's voice, because a lot of you know me personally. So I didn't want a situation whereby I'll be exposing someone, right? Telling secrets to the public. That's why I decided to do this on my own. But in case you know someone who does, or you just want to help, right? Help people overcome this. Please spread the word around. Share it. Share it on your social media platforms, on your different handles, everywhere. Just let the message pass across. It will do good. Just imagine receiving light from this and also causing healing in someone's life somewhere by virtue of sharing. So guys, that's it. That's it. We've come to the end. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here today. I love you all so much. It's going to be another 2 weeks again. So until then, do stay safe and remain blessed. Bye.